Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings.
WTF, WTF, WTF Wednesdays. What's up, my good people? Welcome to WTF Wednesdays with Brit Lachey Speaks. And today's topic, we're going to talk about MoviePass. Now, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with MoviePass. If you haven't heard of it, it's a card, like a debit card, that allows you to see one movie a day. Normally 2D, not IMAX movie. It doesn't include IMAX movies or 3D movies, but it allows the avid moviegoer, the one who wants to see everything that comes out. it allows them to, check that out for about, $9.95 a month. You can see a movie a day. Now, let's get real. It's a good deal. Now, how long this is actually going to last, I have no clue. I hope it lasts forever because I am a film and TV major and your girl loves to go see movies. Every type of movie I can get into, I am trying to watch. So the premise of how everything goes is you apply for the card and it's not a credit card. It's linked to your checking account. So you apply for it. It takes a while for you to get it. They say about 5 to 7 business days, but when I applied for it, it took weeks for it to get here. So just be patient. You'll have to have a mobile device that allows you to download their application. So what you do is you go to the movie theater. You need to be within 100 yards of the theater. You select which movie you want to see. And they give you access to purchase the ticket on your card. And then you just go watch the movie like normal. Now, that used to be all the rules. Here's where my problem lies with MoviePass. They're starting to make so many more rules to getting into this movie and watching movies on a consistent basis. Now, forgive me, I did not research why they made all these rules, but it's starting to irk me a little bit. Now you have to take a picture of your ticket stub. So whatever movie you select to go see, you have to take a picture of your ticket stub before you can go see another movie on what other day that you on another day that you want to see another movie. Two, you also can't rewatch a movie. So once you've seen one movie, you can't select the movie again to see again. I'm sure that has something to do with box office, but don't quote me on that. Other than those two things, it's a pretty good deal. Because when you think about it, it costs an arm, a leg, and a kidney to go to the movies these days. And heaven forbid you actually buy some food at the theater. You're spending, somewhere between $20, $30, $40 if it's multiple people you're going with. Y'all spending a good grip to go to the movie. So with MoviePass, you can pay your $9.95 a month. You can go to the movie and see your movie, as long as it's not 3D or IMAX. You can go select your movie and go about your business. Now, this is not a sponsored podcast, so I am not making any money off of this. I am not getting any perks from MoviePass. It's just an application and a product that I actually use and love. I love seeing movies. I've seen Black Panther on MoviePass. I just saw the Avengers movie, which I still have mad questions. I went into that movie theater thinking it was one thing, and I came out with like a whole semester worth of questions. So at some point, guys, we need to have a discussion on that movie. What else have I seen? Acrimony was really dope. That Taraji P. Henson. Movie Pass, I mean, right there, like if it's $15 a pop to see a movie, like you've paid, if you go to a non-matinee movie in your city, you've already paid for a month worth of Movie Pass. Say your non-matinee movie is like $15. We're just rounding here. $15. $9.95 covered you for the whole month. And you had some change left. So what do you have to lose? It's not a contract, so you can cancel at any time. But notice that if you do cancel, you'll have to wait about 9 months before you can re-subscribe to the program. So keep that in mind. It's good for, you know, families. Everybody get a card. All your kids are covered. You, your significant other, or you, your best friend, y'all are covered. You can go see whatever it is you want. Now, if you already had MoviePass, or if you are a legacy MoviePass subscriber back when it was $35 a month, call in. Let me know how you're using your MoviePass. Let me know if you like it, if you don't like it. If you found another program that's even better than MoviePass, hit me up. Call in. Hit me up on my social media. Let's talk about it. Oh, and also let me know if you've seen something at the theater that is simply amazing and you want to talk about it and you think I should watch it. I am here for the suggestions. Y'all have a simply amazing, awesome Wednesday. We are halfway through the week, people. The weekend is close. Oh, and also, it's Mother's Day weekend. Y'all call your mom, your mom figures. Let them know that you love them. Visit them if you can. And for those who have lost their mom, think of happy memories of when she was still here with you. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.